I did not mean to make you excited about all the new categories and then pick the episodes for you, but I had to pick the episode for you on this one, this Fringy Mini. And you're going to see why
the new categories force pick.
I can tell you what category it is from, though, if you wish to know. It is, gotta say, there's a lot in all these categories. It is feeling like an update. And update you, we will. This one is from Vice. Sometimes they're still updating. I don't know when they're actually stopping updating. Anyhow, from Vice, written February 5th, 2024, 8:17 a.m. by Evie Kwong. Title, Pablo Escobar's invasive cocaine hippos are now apparently attacking people.
Well, probably because people keep kicking them, I have to assume. Do you think the Latin Americans are nicer to their, like, giant animals?
God, I was gonna say yes, but it's inherently human, it seems like. Probably no.
You probably gotta kick a giant animal if you've
never
seen
it. Well, let's
see
if there's any talk of being kicked. The environmentally hippos are supposed to be assholes. Like, nature's biggest asshole, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why they're always moving their balls.
And that's not just talking about how much they poop.
The environmentally invasive descendants of four cocaine hippos from Colombian drug lord Pablo Escobar's private zoo now have their eyes set on a new target, people.
I hope they don't have a taste for human yet. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Release from the hippos. There have been reports of hippos invading a schoolyard. Oh my god. As well as terrorizing local fishing communities, with some residents requiring hospital care after ferocious attacks, according to local media. Many are now worried that the hippos, which have since multiplied to a population of nearly 170 in 40 years, will become an even bigger threat if they continue to reproduce at the same speed. They're very dangerous, a local told Fox News. The creatures have become unpredictable and aggressive, and said that if a person were to encounter one, it would probably be best to hide. I mean, isn't that the thing about hippos?
Yeah, weren't they always?
I know. Are they unusually? Well, they have a taste for humans now, they said. Hippos, they said it. This comes just 3 months after Colombia's government pledged millions of dollars on a plan to cull the nearly 170 hippos as they become one of the largest invasive species in the world, destroying South America's soil while also poisoning waterways and killing fish. They've also discovered a taste for killing fish. The original four hippos, wow, three females and one male, were part of the hundreds of exotic animals at Escobar's private zoo, Hacienda Nápoles, from the 1980s after the drug lord's death in 1993. Animals from the abandoned estate were donated to other zoos, except the hippos, who have since reproduced uncontrollably. Colombia's environment minister, Susana Mohamed, said that they're in a race against time when it comes to the permanent environmental and ecosystems impact. Okay, we already knew about all of this. I really want to hear, that's the end of the article. Damn it, I wanted to hear about the taste for humans.
Yeah.
They made much promises that they didn't deliver.
They really did.
Again, I'm less dissatisfied.
It still surprises me that we're probably still too close to, like, the birth of these most recent hippos, but how can they exist with only three females, one male? So they're all going to be incredibly genetically close.
Yeah.
Which in my mind means that they'll destroy themselves over time. But I guess the question really is how long does it take for genetic diversity to become the issue?
How long would that take?
I have no idea.
And will they destroy the environment and the humans around it before that time? And I thought they were sold to, like, India or something.
The hippo verse that we've been following is very inconsistent in my mind. Some of them are going to India. We can't find their ball.
And how would they have gone about that? Like, hey, India, do you want these very nice hippos that are super good for your environment? Anyhow.
I don't know. Yeah.
That's my update.
Okay.
I'm sorry that there's a lack of details on the attack of people and the targeting of people.
Yeah. How many people? Were they kicking them? Did they deserve
it? Exactly. And how? I also want to know that. Alas, we leave again disappointed.
Yeah. But don't worry. That's right. What, two in a row that we've left you disappointed? Surely we won't do it again. So we'll see you back here in 48 hours.
Bye.